And sorry, who am I on to?
Gillian from the local radio station in Limerick.
Oh, how you doing? Yeah.
Good, good. You sound a little bit like you're in a big tunnel. Is this an office or something like that? Is
Yeah,
it?
is that any better?
A little bit, yeah. You're not on a speaker, are you?
Nope.
Okay.
No. I was. I'm not on it now.
Okay. So I'm just going to ask you. I'm just looking for a quick clip, really. So I know that you've emergency beds. Just tell me, I suppose, what your preparations are ahead of Storm Lorenzo.
Well, on the East Coast, we've brought in an additional 50 beds across the city of Dublin and the surrounding areas. We've also put some extra teams out on the streets, and we're linking with Kildare and Meath County Council around extra provision there. In Limerick and Clare, we don't actually provide homeless beds. We provide housing for homeless people. And so we're linking with all our tenants across Limerick City and County and across Ennis to make sure that they're prepared and that, we're just making sure that they know that, trees may come down and therefore power lines may come down. So making sure that they have torches and extra food provisions in case there's a power cut and they're cut off and stuff like that. So really around the Midwest, it's around supporting our existing clients, and we've also been liaising with Limerick County Council to make sure they know that we're there and that we can open our offices as a point of refuge for people if they need to, and that we have some vehicles in the area that we can help support bring people to other homeless shelters. But we don't run emergency shelters in Limerick. It's more housing, but we're there as a support. So we would have spoke to some of the senior executives in Limerick today, and they're well prepared for the plan.
Thanks very much, Pat. Appreciate it.
Okay, you take
Perfect.
care.
Lovely.
Bye.
Thanks, Emil. Bye.